Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Matt Pauly is with us now, host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, which happens at 5 o'clock every weekday here on KMOX. And Matt got in a fight last week, saw a bloodied face, and I believe he's back to 100%, right?
Not quite. I did not get in a fight, and I am not yet 100%, but I'm getting there. I'm a lot better than I was a few days ago.
Matt, you did post this on your Twitter, so... public knowledge that you had an incident last week. Would you like to give us an update? Are you doing okay?
Yeah. Should I go through the story of what exactly happened? Is that what you're looking? I can talk about it if you want.
Yeah. I mean, if you need to vent, go ahead.
Well, Pajeski can tell you that because he was my producer on Sports Open Line. If I get just a little bit sick, I always lose my voice. And we figured out that there was an issue in my nasal passages, and I needed to get a very small outpatient 20-minute surgery. So I had that plan for last week. I went to a surgery center on Tuesday morning. It was under anesthesia, but everything went fine. Surgery was great. Got done with it. And I came home, and I kind of fell asleep, and I was tired. And about 3 hours after the surgery, blood started to come out of my nose.
Ew.
And I do have hemophilia. And we did take measures prior to the surgery to do some things to stop the stop me from potentially bleeding. Unfortunately, those measures did not work. And we tried to stop the bleeding at home for probably hour and a half. That did not work. We called the surgeon. He had me come back into his office, and so not the surgery center, but his office. At that point, it was about three and a half hours of me being on his chair, him doing everything he could to stop the breathing or the bleeding. And it was one of the most excruciating 3 hours of my life. They were putting balloons up my nose. They were doing all kinds of things. And no pain medicine because it was his clinic, not a surgery site or a hospital site. So I was just wearing it the whole time. I've never experienced that kind of pain before. It wouldn't stop. Eventually, they had to call an ambulance. The ambulance came. When I got into the ambulance, they took my blood pressure. At that point, I was 200 over 110.
Oh.
And that was when the guy in the back, the EMT in the back, yelled to the front, BP is 200 over 110. We're going in hot. And that's when they flipped the lights on and the sirens and everything. And they took off and went very, very fast. They got me to Big Barnes. Once I got there, I was put back in like the trauma area. They still could not stop the bleeding. They did a lot of work. I was covered basically head to toe in blood. They put up more balloons into my nose, and eventually after a and then my oxygen started going down, and they couldn't put an oxygen mask on me because of the bleeding.
Jeez.
So they found like something else to put on me where it was like around my neck, where it could help, because anytime I started to like, you know, I had so much pain medicine in me at this point. Anytime I started to like doze off, no air could get through my nose.
Wow.
So if my mouth closed, the oxygen just completely stopped. So then like my wife was there and she was like waking me up because I wasn't breathing. That was the worst of it. And some really cool people at Barnes. And again, my surgeon's awesome. Like, this is just my body doing stupid things because I have hemophilia. But it was, I ended up being admitted to Barnes for 3 whole days. And I'd say the bleeding is like 98% in control right now. It's not all the way there. But I'm in a lot better spot. So really, really scary situation. I've never dealt with anything. I've never been in an ambulance. Like just literally 20 minutes ago, my MyChart got a message with new results, and it was the doctor from Barnes who was there, I guess, during the worst part, talking about doing life-saving measures. And I'm not trying to, like, I don't think my life was ever at risk, but just reading that is,
wow.
It's a lot.
Hey, Matt, this is your former producer, Matt Pajeski.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
I remember when you lost your voice quite a bit, in the past. I'm hoping this is going to take care of that. Would you mind if I played an example of what it sounded like when you would lose your voice on the air?
Oh, geez.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Yeah.
So this is when Kevin Wheeler would co-host Total Information PM, and he would introduce Matt Pauly for the sports hit.
Matt Pauly is there. You got some sports open line tonight, Matt, but it's going to be a short version.
Yeah, we're going to... Excuse me.
Look out.
we're working through a bad voice here.
Oh,
whoa,
man.
Buddy. Yeah. Whoa.
So this is for the best that we're doing this.
Yeah, get that taken care of, pal. Stop assaulting us with that.
I'm a radio broadcaster.
Yeah.
I needed to do the surgery, so I did it. And, end up in... hospital.
That's
well,
wild.
Listen, Matt.
That's wild.
I can speak for all of us in the room when I say we are glad you are not dead.
We are very glad.
Too.
Yeah, we are very happy that you did not kick the bucket,
or bought the farm,
or buy the farm.
I'm glad you didn't buy the farm,
or bit the dust. We're glad you didn't do any of those, pal.
Yeah, it's also my when I went back to the surgeon, I was there with my wife and kids, so. My daughters, like, were sitting there while I was going through that in that room, and then they saw me get wheeled off in the ambulance and the ambulance take off. So, like, that was, you know, I felt so bad for them that they had to experience that and be scared by that and everything.
Yeah.
Although, one of the cutest things is my oldest daughter, I think she went to every single person at her school and asked them to pray for me. So, her entire school was praying for me, which is cool.
When you're little... there's nothing better than having a little drama in your life where you can tell the teacher and tell your classmates, because everybody loves that attention.
That's right.
I mean, for real. Like, when something would go wrong, as long as everything was okay, like, I mean, literally, as a kid...
You get little Munchausen's in you, huh?
Sometimes they let you sit in the bean bag for longer.
Yeah, that's right.
Or, like, you get to use the special markers. So maybe it, you know, worked out for them, too.
Matt, who would you say had a worse weekend, you or the Blues?
Well, both need to stop the bleeding, I can tell you.
Yeah, speaking of stopping
there you
the bleeding.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So what the hell, man? Enough about you. What's going on with the Blues?
Yeah.
Well said, Amy. It's not good.
Not good.
And, Jeremy Rutherford wrote something in The Athletic, and I think he was right on. He was basically like, look, this is just a bad team. And maybe he's right. Maybe it's just a bad team. Is there enough of a sample size now that we can sit here and say that this just isn't a very good team? And if that's the case, well, then they better be, you know, selling guys off at the deadline, and they better be trying to figure out who the top of this roster is going to be moving forward, because it can't be the group that it is right now. This cannot happen, and I know there's no trade clauses and all that sort of stuff. Figure it out. There's no way you can run it back with this leadership group again if this season goes down the way it's going right now.
It is interesting. He did. I mean, that is literally the title. The Blues are just a bad team, and no more examples are needed to prove it. I have, like, this caveat, though. They're not a bad roster. They're not a bad roster, but right now it's not working as a team. And I know people will say, well, what's the difference? There's a difference between having
good talent,
a roster of unskilled,
yeah,
untalented
right.
people, and that is not what this is. These are skilled, talented people, but whether it's Jordan Kyrou or Robert Thomas with their production being down, or Pavel Buchnevich, who I don't think has scored an even strength goal in like 220 days or something like that. It's been a very long time. And Jordan Binnington is I would argue, you know, one of the best, if not best, goaltenders in the league who is not playing well. And you can say, well, Amy, how can he be the best if the numbers show he's the worst? I get it. I do. He's having a terrible start to the year, and it doesn't. If you're not performing, it doesn't matter how good you were in the past. But I can tell you right now, this is not an unskilled, untalented roster, but they are not playing well as a team. They're playing terribly as a team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you said it. I can't add a whole lot more to it. Like, I believe, to your point, there are a bunch of guys on this team that I really believe in from an individual standpoint, but for whatever reason, it's not coming together. And I am so sick. I am so sick of hearing the post-game comments about, oh, you know, sleepwalking through, or not, the effort isn't there. Like, what? If guys are themselves saying that the effort, the grittiness, the desperation, all those things are not there, what is going on? Yeah, something that Kevin Wheeler says a lot, and I agree with. Like, the least that you can expect is that the effort is always there. They're professional athletes, and they owe it to the fans to put out the effort. And not to bring this back to the Cardinals, but that was actually something that I really appreciate about the Cardinals this year. They were not an overly talented team, but over 162 games, there were very few situations where a game got over and I questioned the effort, or I questioned the way that they went about things. And three quarters of the game so far for the Blues, you can make those questions.
Yeah, and Justin Falk, right? I mean, they just had, after the loss on Saturday night against the Vegas Golden Knights, who are struggling and have a litany of injuries to some of their best players, the Vegas Golden Knights were struggling. They beat the Blues. What was it, 4-1? And
It was 4-0 before a late. Yeah. I think it was Broberg who had the late goal.
And Justin Falk said, "Well, you know, we're not playing with enough desperation or enough urgency." And then he said, "Quote: We were playing on autopilot." And if you have a veteran on the team saying that, that's not great. And again, it was just Falk and Shen who spoke after that game. And Jim Montgomery was asked about that quote afterwards. He said, "No, I don't agree with that, that it was autopilot." But he said there was not enough desperation or urgency. But you're right, Matt. Maybe the first couple of times, you're glad that the players are honest, saying our effort and urgency and desperation weren't there. We're 18 games into the season, and that has been the note after every single game. That's the post-game note, not enough effort or urgency. So if you don't have it a quarter of the way into the season, I don't know what it's going to take for you to pick it up and find that urgency. And like I said, this is actually a good roster, but it's a bad team right now, and I don't know how you fix that. There have been talks about trades and trades to some of the core, but a lot of those guys, of all the top guys, have full no-trade clauses. So you'd have to have, as Wheeler and everyone's brought up, you'd have to have Kyrou say, I want to leave. I want to be
traded. Which means you're probably selling low, but at this point, I'm okay selling low. If you can get another team to take Jordan Kyrou at this point, because what has been proven? The one thing that is proven is you cannot win at the highest level with these guys being at the top of your roster. So, yeah, they're super talented dudes, and I get that. But if you find a way to get them out of here, and then you've got an opportunity, whether it's in the offseason or whenever, to restock the top of your roster, or maybe the restocking is guys like Jimmy Snuggerud and Dalibor Dvorsky stepping into those leadership roles. I would prefer there to be more veteran guys in those spots right now, but I don't care. If they trade Jordan Kyrou, if they trade Robert Thomas, if they trade Brandon Shin, I don't care what they get back. I want to see a different leadership group on this team.
Cardinals trade Arenado yet?
Not that I'm aware, unless it happened while I was, underwater.
Okay. Well, let us know if it does happen.
Okay. I think I would know.
Well, I think with that condition, you shouldn't spend so much time underwater. It sounds dangerous.
Amy makes a good point. Buddy, you need to be...
take care of yourself.
Yeah. Don't you go dying on us.
Nope.
I intend to be here for a very long time. I've had quite the year. It's been a year for me. Remember when 2020 got over, it was like, oh, thank goodness, it's a new year. That's how I'm gonna be at the end of this year. It's like, goodness,
okay,
new year. Let's get out of all this stuff.
All right. Well, if you're done crying about it, we're gonna move on. Is that okay?
Yeah. Good to go.
Yo, Paulie, you're sitting with me. I'll call you back later. See you,
Matt Paulie. We love you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.